from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, baby, it's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30. LA Live is coming up at 5:40. Right there, smack dab in the middle of the expressway. Okay, it's time now for Eric Chiafalo to deliver an edition of The Finest. And here's Chief.
All right, we just found out Nicolas Cage is going to be the leading man in the new John Madden biopic. And David from Fort Worth said, I'd sit down to watch the Madden movie, see Nick Cage, and be gone in 60 seconds.
There we go.
Good one.
There we go.
I like
Very
that,
good.
David. And someone also pointed out, now I didn't know that Nicolas Cage used to hang out with Jenna Jameson.
Oh.
Oh.
Apparently, that's a thing. And the text said that she alleged that he smelled really bad.
Oh.
And I'm seeing the quote here. She describes the body odor of Nick Cage as something of... like distilled sweat of homeless people.
That's pungent.
I'd say that's pretty descriptive.
That's the way.
They say the same thing about Lenny Kravitz, too, by the way.
Yeah.
They say that
women
man stinks.
Love him.
Yeah, women love him. The man stinks.
Because he hasn't taken off those leather pants and that vest in like 20 years.
And he works out in them. He works out in
with that leather. Yeah. You got to stop.
Yeah. Wild, dude.
Boots in the gym.
American Woman blaring in his ears as he's like doing squats. Yeah.
Crazy. All right, what do you guys think this means here? We have a quote. This is Jory Epstein doing the Lord's work on the Cowboys.
She was out here a couple of days.
For Yahoo. Yeah, absolutely she was. And she was getting all the goods. She's got a quote here from Stephen Jones.
Interviewed him. I saw her interview him one-on-one.
He says this is an old Jerryism. This is relating to CeeDee Lamb in the contract. Santa Claus doesn't put the bicycle under the Christmas tree every year. You got to come to grips that you got to pay for it.
Who's that?
This is Stephen Jones giving us a Jerryism on the CeeDee Lamb contract negotiations. I'll read it again. He says, to use an old Jerryism, Santa Claus doesn't put the bicycle under the Christmas tree every year. You got to come to grips that you got to pay for it.
Okay. How do we read through this with some Jerryology here? You know, I think he's making the point that this is very, very expensive, and that's why we're, you know, having this holdout for multiple weeks over $2 million. But, you know, I think what he means is we have to be very, very careful with how we proceed financially if we want to be able to afford everything moving forward. And it's just more of the same. Like, oh, poor us. I mean, we got to figure out how to manage the salary cap. You have players at the top of their positions in football. You happily pay them. You know, but I also think that CeeDee Lamb asking for Justin Jefferson money is something that he should share responsibility for dragging this thing out for as well.
We have another quote here where, and I think this is this is exactly what you would imagine when you pay a guy a bunch of money. But Stephen Jones also in the Jory Epstein article saying that of CeeDee Lamb, once the contract's done, he's going to touch the ball a ton for what we're going to have to pay him. He better. He says, I told Mike McCarthy, things can't change. He's got to be targeted 12 to 15 times a game. You got to hand it to him a couple more times as well. So I don't see that changing in the least bit. He's our number one go-to guy.
Yeah, and it shouldn't. I mean, that's what the best offenses do. When you have a receiver like that, you need to be making sure he's getting that many targets a game.
He had like 10.5 targets per game last year on 8 catches per game. So he wants that to go up a little bit, carry the ball a little bit more. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. With the running back situation the way it is, and we'll see if they make a move. But CeeDee Lamb is probably, he might be your best running back as well as your best wide receiver.
Hammer Micah Parsons.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of his incentives in his contract might be tied to how many times you get him the ball and stuff like that.
It's amazing that this, you know, this quarterback, this scheme can actually get the ball to the star receiver. You know, with Amari Cooper, with Dez Bryant, it's like you could get the ball schemed right out of their hands. And it showed last year. You can't do that with this group.
Last year was fantastic to finally see that. I mean, how many playoff losses, we were like, how many targets did Amari Cooper get? How many targets did CD get after the first San Francisco loss? Well, last year they finally did that to CD.
But yeah, nice to see that if the Eagles will do that with Kellen Moore, that they'll just completely not get the ball to any of their guys.
I could see it.
Yeah.
The analytics show, though, getting the ball to a wide receiver on a handoff is actually better than handing it off to a running back, just because of the questions that it asks of the defense. And putting a running back in routes is less productive than a wide receiver in routes. So I would think that this could lead to a higher level of efficiency and explosive plays for the Cowboys if they want to get their guy the ball that much.
Right.
You know, 15 seems insane. There's no way you can average that.
Now, this is the final quote here, and I think you'll like this one the most here, Dawson. He says, this is Stephen Jones. He says, one thing we're not going to do is assume we're going to win 12 games, because that's hard to do in this league, and we've done it 3 years in a row. He says, but I think when you're good enough in this league to win 12 games, then you're good enough in this league to win the playoff games you need to win it all.
He's putting some pressure on McCarthy, ain't he?
Yeah, I think so, because he's like, we clearly have given you the right players to go out there and win that many games. So, and in his mind, if you can win 12 games in the regular season, you can win the playoff games but that you need to win to get to the Super Bowl.
I don't know if he's putting pressure on McCarthy, though, Brian. I think what he's doing is trying to sell the fans that they're legit and they have a great plan for winning the Super Bowl.
I was kind of thinking that he was telling Mike that you better find a way to win the playoff games and get, you know, and maybe get this thing to the championship.
That's kind of what
I was thinking. He was like, listen, I ain't going to take any more of this getting beat by the seventh seed, you know, on a home game deal. I think there's some clear pressure on Mike McCarthy. I think Mike McCarthy and his crew know it too.
Yeah,
I think they feel it.
When you don't get an extension, you better know it.
Either way, it's bad that they don't realize they're not building a team capable of winning the Super Bowl. You're not getting close. You're getting embarrassed. Right. You're getting there because you're great at beating up mediocre to bad teams in the regular season. You're nearly perfect against them in Dak's career. But it's even reflected in the regular season. When you play contenders in the regular season, you get your ass kicked there too. After so many years, it's fact. It's not just bad luck that you keep losing in the first two rounds of the playoffs.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
That's very fair.
NFL News of the Football's Finest here. Benjamin Solak is going around training camps, and he's been at the Cleveland Browns training camp watching their joint practices versus the Vikings. Obviously, the Cowboys open the season versus the Browns. He says, 2 days of joint practices with the Browns and Vikings, only one takeaway. Either these are the two best defenses in the league or these offenses, ... So basically
saying,
we know
the Browns defense is legit.
We do know the Browns defense is legit, but I think as legit as their defense is, their offense has the ability with that quarterback to be as just as bad as their defense is good. And I don't even know what the over-under is right now for week one Cowboys-Browns, but I would hammer that under if you have a opportunity to do so. That's going to be a 17-14 kind of game.
Unless they just line up and run the damn ball over the Cowboys, which they did do the last time.
They got
played.
Jordan Phillips.
Try that.
Yeah. I hope Jordan Phillips is the answer there.
Could be 27-0 at halftime again.
Matthew Judon gets traded from the Patriots to the Falcons. Today he arrives in Atlanta. He's got to go through the physical and all that stuff. You got to pass that.
Okay, cough.
Do they really do that for the physical? You got to do the cough?
Standing cough?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he tweeted out, did Matthew Judon today.
A picture of it?
It was not any type of cough cupping photos or videos.
Cold doctor's hands?
It's a quote apparently from Rod Wave, and he just simply tweets out asking the question, anyone ever fail a physical because of a broken heart? Sounds as though he might not be super excited to be in Atlanta, or he's just like super sad that the Patriots elected to trade him.
Maybe his girlfriend broke up with him when he got traded.
Maybe.
It's all coming down.
Had to leave my
hard.
Family.
Has anyone ever failed a physical because of a broken heart?
Yeah,
I don't know that rings super true that he's loving what the deal is with him going to Atlanta right now, but it wasn't like he was going to do much winning in New England.
Maybe he's a Boston guy. Maybe he loves the whole scene up there. He has been there for a while. But, man, I would think that's a big dub to be moving to Atlanta during the winter months.
Yeah.
You know, instead of playing outside in the snow for a crappy team, we have an up-and-coming team. We got two chances at a franchise quarterback.
Real chance.
The chicken wings are good there, too. Yeah.
The lemon pepper Lou Williams.
Yeah, I've heard the wings are good. Yeah.
Now, Walchuk has some Commanders fear, and he's shed some light on this on the air, but off the air he has as well. He's could this be, what are you calling it, the Commanders pop-up year?
They do this. They do weird pop-up years, and this division's bizarre. You don't have back-to-back champions. I think that there's holes with the Cowboys. There's questions with the Eagles, and I think Jaden Daniels is one of those guys that could come over and take the league by storm as a rookie.
Dawson.
Playmaker.
Yeah, tell him to shut up.
Shut up, Walchuk. That defense?
Yeah, exactly. This is where I did the same thing, Walchuk. I did the same thing believing in the Commanders. I like their quarterback, I like their skill guys, but I don't know if they're going to fix that defense yet.
You know, I hope to hell they don't.
Shut up!
I hope they don't win a single game, but this division does weird things.
I thought the Commanders were on their way too.
Maybe.
I learned my lesson.
They won it in 12.
Mm-hmm.
They won it in 15. You like that? They actually won it in 2020?
Yeah, they do. It's just random. It's so random with them, and nobody projects it. But I'm just saying, watch out. This could be for the taking for them.
Crystal ball guy we'll work with here.
Well, the Commanders and the Dolphins had a joint practice today, and for the Washington fans out there, Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins. He says Jalen Daniels carved the Dolphins up during red zone work.
There we go.
He says, but when they went to full field work, he was neutralized.
Good.
But he says the arm talent is legit. And I guess this is the first time he's seen him in person covering the Dolphins there and seeing Jaden Daniels. So I always want to call him Jalen Daniels.
Jalen Daniels. Yeah.
But yeah, he apparently threw 5 touchdowns in the red zone, in the red zone work. It was just Jaden Daniels dominating through the air, Terry McLaurin and company catching the ball there. I just think their offensive line is not going to allow for him to really unveil what his true greatness is. You'll see glimpses of
He'll
it. Like
run.
There will be plenty of SportsCenter top 10 highlights involving him. But, man, I do think that offensive line and Cliff Kingsbury as the play caller, I don't think he's helping him at all. You have Andy Reid saying the plan is the Chiefs are going to be playing their starters, including Pat Mahomes, for the entire first half of Saturday's preseason game versus the Lions.
He does this every year. He plays his guys.
It just feels so risky. My dear God.
It is, but I guess when you win Super Bowls.
Oh, no, you can do whatever you want.
He believes this is the right way to do it.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue with him.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It'll only be the one time it really backfires. I mean, you would think it almost did on you with Hollywood Brown having a shoulder issue that's going to keep him out now for like 6 weeks. But until it happens to Mahomes or Kelsey, I guess nobody's really going to scoff at whatever it is Andy Reid wants to do. Now, I have some sound here. This is a high school head coach in Alabama, and his school is getting ready to open up their season versus apparently a dominant team, Carver Montgomery, and they have a bunch of Power 5 talent. Listen to him when he's talking about his team's chances in week one versus this high school powerhouse.
This guy's going to Alabama. This one's going to Florida. This one's going to Texas A&M. This one has 20 offers, and we got a bunch of pie caps and Fijis. They're going to be tackling the guys that they're going to be cheering for in a year or two.
Yeah.
They're going to be tackling the guys you're going to be cheering for.
He says we got a bunch of pie caps and Fijis that are going to be tackling the guys that they'll be cheering on next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is a coach who has some incredible self-awareness and totally understands what is about to happen. I mean, the Friday night bludgeonings that many schools take is just, especially like in hotbeds like that. Like, I guarantee you that is that Alabama school is, is no school to fool with right there.
That's when it's like, thank God for the running clock here.
Trust me, the running clock is your best friend.
Yes,
it really is. Yeah.
ESPN fired Robert Griffin today and Sam Ponder, and then Kirk Herbstreit's dog started trending because they were like, they're going to be replacing RG3 with Herbstreit's dog. And
yes.
I'm like, yeah, you know what?
Probably will.
That is probably the plan here.
I think it's Jason Kelsey that's replacing RG3.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Kelsey.
I love RG3 on social media, though, just tweeting and posting like he's not even acknowledging the news happening.
Yeah, just tweet through it, bro. Just tweet through it. Just tweet through it, dog.
Was it the croissant pick that did him anything?
That croissant pick makes everything funnier. The fact that in the same week that he did the most ridiculous photo on the internet, he also gets fired. You can't help but think that sort of played a little bit of a part in that one.
He'll get another gig, though. Right?
I thought he was good in the booth college football.
Yeah, I think he's good for college football. He'll get a gig.
Yeah, he will. I mean,
big noon kickoff or something.
Fox was after him pretty hard before he just decided that ESPN was going to be his spot. So maybe we'll see him on Fox for this season. But I think the way this stuff goes, like, he still gets paid out the next 2 years.
He's not stressing. He's
like, no.
I mean, he's not stressing anyways.
No, he's having a good heart about it. He's tweeted out a link. Well, not a link, but a image of, what is this, Friday? The movie Friday?
Yeah.
When the pop said, how you get fired on your day off? he tweeted that out, bro.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
He's probably more of a Fox guy than an ESPN guy, if you ask me.
Sure.
A little edgy.
A more risque.
Yeah. He's got good jokes. He's got, like, chief jokes, like double entendres on you and stuff.
Oh, he'll do it during a game.
He gets heavy-handed with some of those.
He gets some sexual innuendos,
Bob was choosing and goes, oh, hey, okay. he was to the action.
I think it made those ABC execs a little nervous.
Yeah, he's not allowed to talk about Michigan and their quarterback Anthony Orgy ever again. That's for sure.
We got to run. Expressway on the other side will give you everything breaking in the world of sports throughout the afternoon. A lot of Cowboys stuff, and then LA Live's coming up at 5:40, and we're back right here in the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, let's go, Nation. Time to hit the expressway. We go commercial free to the top every afternoon at this time. The segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Brian, people are having the same question I've been thinking. If Jordan Phillips is so good, and you and Chief both saying maybe starter, maybe better than Hankins.
Sure.
How did the Giants make him available? And how did they get a late-round swap for him?
Yeah, they were in a situation where I believe, and this is where I need to get with my gang of seven guys last night. There was so much going on and watching players and stuff, so my apologies to our Tolos out there that are asking that question. But kind of what I gathered from other people around the league was that the Giants, if you look at their defensive line, especially their defensive tackle room, that they've got several guys, young guys, that there were some questions whether maybe this guy was going to maybe make their team. You know, he's a veteran guy and all that, of course, but that there was some talk that they were going to likely go with a group of guys that are a lot younger.
Well, that's a sad state of affairs if the Giants have so many defensive tackles and, you know.
I'll tell you what, the Cowboys could do this. The Cowboys could do this with their wide receivers. Now, I'm acting like I know every receiver room in the National Football League, but I guarantee the Cowboys have two receivers that could probably play somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, just because of the depth that they have at the position. I guarantee you. I've talked about, you know, we've talked about maybe TJ Bass, you know, moving on from TJ Bass, you know, trading, getting something for TJ Bass. Well, people say, nah, you need to keep that strength because if something happens at tackle, you're going to need to kick Tyler Smith outside is what you're going to need to do. If something happens to Guyton, then you're probably going to have to kick Tyler, and then you're going to have to play within strength. There are people that ask me about the safety position here.
Yeah.
Dallas has got some safeties that could probably play for some other teams. Well, and that are good. I mean, like, okay, for example, I was talking to some folks about Marquise Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, hey, I kind of feel like Marquise Bell could start. Sure. And I'm talking about starting for the Cowboys is what he could do. Okay, what does that mean for Wilson? There becomes an expendable, I hope I'm using the right word, player there. That someone says, hey, we could use a safety. Well, we've got this Donovan Wilson. You interested in that? You know, so sometimes you do have some surplus at certain positions. I know watching his tape with Buffalo, and especially watching against the Cowboys and the Chiefs and the Eagles, I'm thinking like, man, this guy could bring something to them. If he plays at this level, if he plays at the level that I saw, then you're going to have a real – it's, you know, we always talk about, well, no Hankins, gosh dang, they run – you know, no. Yeah. This guy's got some pass rush skills. He's got some range. You know, he could take on blocks. There's a lot to like about this guy if he's healthy. He's engaged and ready to go.
Sounds good. Thank you for that report. As Broadus continues live from Oxnard on the tennis courts, it is the G-Bag Nation. Dak on his ankle today, a press conference about 3 o'clock. He said, I'm fine. Whether it's a day of rest here or there or taking a vet day, I'm fine. There is no ankle gate. So stop asking about it, Broadus, I think is what he said. Yeah. No long-term issues or residual effects. That's Dak living in fantasy land with his injured ankle again. But I appreciate the tone. No long-term effects. We can see you play, sir.
Yeah. I think I think they're going to need to monitor it. I agree with you on that. I mean, he's saying, you know, the things that he wants to believe in and stuff, and I think you have to kind of take him at his word. But he had a significant injury that, you know, he was in a boot here earlier. I mean, there's times where they'll talk about days of rest and stuff, but hey, maybe there's nothing wrong with it, but they're gonna probably need to give him some time off every once in a while.
We're heading for progress with the CeeDee Lamb contract. Stephen Jones talking about it today, and it's been speculated recently that maybe a deal is getting close. I don't know. Next couple of days, next couple of weeks, before week one's all I know. But did you guys see this on Cowboys Twitter with a fan tweeting that he's walking around 14 pounds heavier than he was last year? He's bulked up, and there's a workout picture.
I think that's a good old-fashioned ball sacking.
That's a
there.
Ball sacking.
Ernie, because I saw it as well, and I wanted to believe it, but that guy is a professional.
Ernie, he puts out misinformation.
Butt cracker and ball. Yeah, I mean, the picture makes him look swole as hell, though.
Yeah, that dude's like a cowboy homer page. You can't believe anything that he's putting out there.
He's the same one who had the Tyron Smith, back shots thing last year. That was it was funny.
What are we doing now? What are we doing over
this
there?
This took a weird turn. Kids are out of school, man.
Gosh, so embarrassing.
He had back issues, and he had to get epidurals all the time.
Yeah, okay.
I don't understand
it's
why
an epidermal, damn it.
Why don't you say that instead of what you said?
Yeah, please, man. You got to be clear, fam. Back shots.
Yeah, that's
we're reporting it?
That's what
Eric is.
I'm telling you what Ballsack Perpetuator, Ernie the Cowboys fan on Twitter, will do from time to time. I'm letting you know that this CeeDee Lamb 14
Shores Park
bulk,
or Ernie, what do you think?
Shores Park is actually in the building and knows something.
I don't know.
Well,
he's
not good at his job, but he has one, and that's more than we could say about Ernie the Cowboys fan who Ballsacks people.
Sounds like more of a butt cracking with the Tyrant story, though. Deion Sanders.
Well played, sir.
Well, yeah, well done.
Called Jerry a great owner.
Who?
Deion did.
Oh.
You can have a take on that. I think most people would say no, he's not a great owner because, he's not involved enough to be a good GM. I think if Jerry wanted to be committed to just being a GM, he would be great at it.
And this was Coach Prime?
This is Coach Prime.
Well, he's angling for that job already.
Stephen A. Smith was hot taken about it, and I was like, that's the more interesting angle, right?
Mm.
Brian, we didn't get a chance to ask you about this earlier in the week when we were discussing it, but Deion is... as a potential next coach of the Cowboys, is that a fit in your eyes?
I think it's a fit in the owner's eyes. I don't know. I personally feel like that I would go a different route. I would go with the Ben Johnson is who I would like, the guy from the Lions, because I kind of feel like I need to – I'm going to – depending on what happens with the quarterback situation, I might be having to go get a quarterback.
But you think Jerry would like it?
With Ben Johnson?
No, with Deion.
I think he would.
Mom, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop.
Yeah, I think he would. I think that Jerry respects Deion. Now, the key is going to be can Will and Steven, because Will and Steven are going to protect their area, and they're going to want to get a coach in here that they can kind of control in that area and make sure they're like, okay, this is how we do it, coach. This is how we work, and in that way, and then they can continue to do what they need to do to build this roster. So I don't know. Deion might be a little bit of abrasive about it, like, hey, what are you doing, kind of a thing, and question Steven and Will, and so I don't know if that necessarily would work. I think Jerry would be okay with it. Absolutely.
I mean, it's a really fun kind of idea that if the Cowboys would go in a new direction, if Shador wanted to come to the Cowboys, and he mentioned Atlanta and Dallas as the two main places that he wanted to go, maybe you could get a package type deal. And I know that would send such an excitement through the fan base, number one. And I know Jerry would like how much headlines it would create. I mean, you would dominate the news cycle even if you lost the majority of your games. Cowboys wide receiver Brandon Cooks and safety Donovan Wilson dinged today in practice, just a little bit, and nothing of concern, right?
No, the Cooks is dealing with a little knee soreness. He was, he was running around quite a bit yesterday, and then today I think it just kind of caught up with him. The next few days he'll have off. That's good. Wilson got his knee banged into. He had to go to the medical tent and then came back out and went back out on the field. So he's going to be okay there. Damone Clark is dealing with a knee sprain that he suffered in the game against the Rams the other day. So that's something we probably need to keep an eye on of Clark not getting some work here. Probably, probably not going to get any work until we get back to Frisco.
Okay, Mike McCarthy said he does believe at today's press conference Micah Parsons could probably play running back in the NFL, but don't expect him to see it anytime soon. If Micah Parsons got hurt running the ball in practice, I would just walk out the front gate and keep on walking, said
there
Mike.
He goes. Yeah, he said that was a great line because, yeah, he understands. So, yeah, do something stupid, put him back there and have him get hurt. Yeah, might as well just pack it up and get on out of here.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you don't want to do.
Nope.
Okay, Rangers open with the Twins tonight, guys. It's going to be Bradford against Ober. With the Twinkies in town, they start tonight 9.5 back of Houston, only five games better than last place Oakland. It is a sad state of affairs, but how about this offense last night with Bang Bang and then Heim in back to back innings, tying the game and then winning the game? They've been putting up, you know, better offensive numbers here over the last week or so. Could this be the turning point that we need, Wolchuk, to at least feel better about it the way they are down the stretch?
It's the last gasp. I mean, maybe you get Doley going here. I mean, we've seen him be able to carry an offense at times, a two-home run performance. Bat got hot. You didn't have Josh Young. Got the night off. He's back in the lineup tonight playing third. Heim and Langford with some massive hits for you. We can pray. We can hope that is the catalyst. We've said it several times, but last night was that was the game of the year from an entertainment standpoint. It was a fantastic baseball game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you get two from Doley, who's on fire now. Yeah, hitting
the back and forth, the lead changes.
Yeah. So, I want to feel like going into 2025, like we have, you know, at least our offense back.
Carry
like whatever
momentum.
Happened this year with the injuries, we've moved on from that. Maybe you shake off the post-World Series hangover.
Yeah.
Now we're ready to kick ass and take names. Yeah. And I don't think there's any chance 9.5 back that you're going to track down Houston at this point in the season, considering how many starting pitching injuries that you have now as well. But dang it, could we get the good vibes flowing once again and at least give us a good win or a belief?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, guys. I already checked out the spring schedule for 2025 when we're going to be there in Surprise. So yeah, I've moved on from that. I mean, this whole, we talked about it when this started. The whole series was going to be, you know, they had the games against the Astros and the Yankees and the Red Sox and all that, and now the Twins. To me, they are what they are. Unfortunately, they got too far behind. The bats weren't good enough this year. They got a lot of injuries along the way that kind of hurt them. So, yeah, this just not our year. And whatever they have to do to kind of get to maybe to see DeGrom pitch or those kinds of things, sure. But I'm looking at 2025 right now myself.
Okay, so what would you guys rather have? Like the season ends, and in both scenarios here, you're not making the playoffs, but you can finish out with some positivity. The offense gets back rolling. You have more nights like last night, but you play your way out of the top 10 in terms of draft position. Or you continue to suck and you end up with a top 5 pick.
Suck.
I don't know that I value. I mean, with the draft lottery now.
There it is.
I think I'd rather just have the positivity going into next year.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more.
You want positivity?
Yeah, I mean, look, we thought Jack Leiter was going to be awesome. How's that feeling right now? You know, hopefully Kamar Rocker ends up being good, but they've had top picks and not drafted well.
Everything we've talked about Paul Skenes is kind of like, I feel like Jack Leiter had the same type of talk.
Yeah,
coming out of Vanderbilt
paid off. Leiter didn't.
I know, that's what I'm saying though. But I'm totally let this general manager work the angles that he has.
I hope to God he's your general manager next year. He doesn't have an extension.
Yeah, but in the point that Wolchuk makes about this draft lottery, you know, you could finish with the 10th or 11th, still end up with a top 5 pick. You know, so I think there is, you know, significant potential here to have.
Give
the best
me
of both
the chances. Is it weighted to where I have more chances if I'm not any good?
Yeah, for sure.
Give it to me. Go. Let's go.
Okay, how about this idea from MLB? 6-inning minimum for starters. Apparently, they've been considering this. You got to go 6 unless you hit 100 pitches, 4 runs, or you get injured. It seems kind of far-fetched, but, you know, I like it. You know, make the starter a little bit more of a prominent role in games, and I think give the offense a chance maybe if they can get through that order 2 times and that third time actually open up the game a little
bit. That's probably what they're looking at. It's like, okay, well, let's try and up some runs here.
Or let's hurt pitchers more, whatever they want to do.
Yeah, that's why they, you know, capped it at 100. And if you do get hurt, if you got to leave due to injury, you can't hit your next spot in the rotation. You would have to sit out at least one swing through.
It's interesting.
To prevent gaming of the system. The Australian B-girl Ray Gunn says online hate following her breakdancing has been devastating. And her family are asking for privacy.
Good, hold that.
And give some to Australia, too. Why'd you send that out there like that?
That was weird.
Come on, man.
That was making a mockery of breakdancing.
That was really strange.
It was.
It was strange.
But it was patently hilarious,
it was awful.
I mean, every one of these memes.
I seen it live, and I was like, man, what's going on? Do I need to put this out? Let me put this out.
Is this her name?
This can't be real.
This is too good right now.
Is her name really B. Ray? Is
that it's Ray Gunn.
Ray Gunn. Okay. Yeah.
Did she like write a dissertation or something like that about breakdancing and try to study the culture that went out there and just made a mockery of it?
Yes. She just butchered. Oh, it doesn't make any sense how that happened.
Australia. The comedic value of that stuff is, I mean, these memes have not got, I haven't gotten sick of them yet. Like these memes and these different videos are
How
freaking,
do you make it this far?
I don't know.
Like, how do you get to the Olympics?
That's what I'm saying.
Incredible it's so mystery. Weird.
They obviously consulted no actual breakdancing people.
Yeah. And obviously, you can't watch breaking in Australia. That's not allowed. That movie is not allowed.
It's a hard place. It's a hard place to get to. We couldn't check on them. You know what I'm saying? It's a long flight. You're like, hey, we can't get there. We can't.
It's awful.
Can't referee them. Yeah.
There's so many awesome people breakdancing on TikTok from all around the world. I'm pretty sure I could find, you know, a pretty dang compelling, you know, competition off of just the social media apps.
Yeah, I hope they roast her for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? If it's that brutal, you kind of got to be able to laugh at yourself. Like, you
how
know,
about
I, didn't
yeah.
I didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah. Come on, she did a kangaroo jump, dog. What?
Come on, Lucy. She like know they're in Brooklyn. Bit. They do the phenomenal. In Brooklyn. They do the kangaroo jump all the time.
Yeah. Watch me now. Feel
Watch
the
now.
Groove.
Get the kangaroo.
When she starts like finger waving to the crowd and like hitting it back to her ear, like, watch,
let's go, hyping it up.
It's like she was doing those, like she was doing the lunges and stuff like that with the ball toss. You know, like she was working on her abs or something. I don't know what the hell.
I expected Richard Simmons to come up and be like, yeah, girl, we're sweating to the oldies.
Yeah. Okay, so the
courage.
Yatola, this was her husband getting her in. I guess her husband was a judge in Australia.
Yeah, there you go.
She got some friendly help.
Her husband got her through?
Man.
Yeah. She must have that fire.
I'd like to see the other contestants there, you know what I'm saying? How about the other contestants involved?
No doubt about it. And let this be the final point on my Scottie Scheffler take from a couple of weeks back. Okay. It's not a real competition. Yeah. Brian.
Yeah, they got a bunch of ray guns.
Yes, that's what he's up against. He's up against a ray gun because the rest of the world doesn't golf or breakdance nearly as well as we do. Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup. It's time now for LA Live.
Gosh, this is funny.
Yeah, that's awful. Downright disrespectful. I seen it live, bro. I was like, man, what?
So bad.
What did the plug give me? Because this could not be happening on my television.
He goes one leg up, two hands back.
What are we doing?
This is like an American Idol when they show you the auditions of who didn't make it.
Yeah, exactly.
She
bang,
she bang, she move, she move.
It's the perfect illustration. Everybody always says, like, man, they should have like a regular person who doesn't know what, like, how to do whatever the competition is to just show how hard it is. Like, she's the perfect example of that.
Oh, my God.
She serves as a bad example for everybody.
Yeah, don't be this.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to be a break dancer, this is what you don't want to do. Yeah.
She keeps doing the dice thing. The dice thing, the sprinkler.
She needs to stop the
sprinkler.
All right, all
right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Let me get focused real quick. I want to say RIP to a radio great. Kelly from the Pugs and Kelly Show has passed away. I've seen this on Pugs post a few times this week.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was really sad when I seen it. Kelly from the Pugs and Kelly Show, she passed. This show was the midday show here on The Fan back when it was Live 105.3 some years ago. And I used to listen all the time. I'm talking about to this station around the clock. I was a real Tolo before Tolos when it comes to this station. Jagger Mafia in the morning, Pugs and Kelly midday, Russ Martin in the afternoon, Tom Likas at night.
Yeah, Tom, like the Tom Likas show.
Last Friday.
Yeah. 1-800-5800-TOM is the number. And then Dr. Drew Lovelines late at night. So R.I.P. Kelly, man, that is really sad. She is such a funny lady.
So sad.
She had me locked into so many TV shows that I really didn't care about, but all of a sudden she talked about it. I was like, I got to see this show. So I'm watching Rescue Me and all types of good stuff.
That's
man.
That's so sad.
It really is, bro. Really, really is. R.I.P. to Kelly. All right, after I got my Dawson off, let's get into L.A. Live right there, the great Rick James.
All right, you swear. It's time you smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
I agree.
I think every boy by the age of 8 to 10 should be punched in the face for doing something stupid. I think that, like, you know, is the stove hot? If you say something stupid and you offend someone and you go out of your way to do it, I think if we did that, I think by the time when they grow up, they don't try to act so studio tough and everything. Oh, microphone tough.
There's a consequence.
And everything. Yes.
Keyboard thugs, too. People sure like to talk real spicy to you when they're not close to you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They talk so nasty. I think a lot of people need to get punched in the face a lot more. Mm-hmm. I've been punched in the face. It slowed my mouth down, that's for sure.
100%.
Oh, it slowed me down.
Yeah. That's why I don't talk very much these days in public.
But that was enough.
You're being awful quiet over there, Dawson.
I got a daughter.
I got a daughter.
Let me tell you a story.
Yeah. You fellas been punched in the face before for something you said?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. By my dad.
Got an uppercut on 6th Street once.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice! You was popping off at the lip.
Oh, yeah. Well, the guy was calling me out. I went back and called him out, too. And then, boom, uppercut, and then he ran off.
Nice, bro. That's a good lesson learned right there. What happened to you, Broadus?
I came in late one night. My dad asked me, "Where have you been?" I said, "I have no idea." I caught a straight right for that one.
Nice! He said, "I had no idea."
I was in high school.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I never did it again. The next day at breakfast, I just sat there, sore jaw and all, ate breakfast, didn't say a word. I knew it.
Good for you.
I was hammered. I don't know where I was. Bam. I slid down the wall, got up, went to bed. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Great lesson learned right there.
Yep.
At a young age. This is LA Live for Thursday, August 15th, 2024. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night Edition. Always,
hey.
Always splash. Ow. Always for the ladies. And LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Before I get to what I have planned for you guys, did you see that? Club Shay Shay is trending again.
Uh-oh.
What messy stuff now?
Yeah, girl. Go ahead, Club Shay. Boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya was on Club Shay Shay.
Oh, whoa. He called out Dana White again?
And he called out Dana White. He did.
Always.
He absolutely did call out Dana White.
He's going to get killed.
And he also said that the fishnet photos, that was a setup.
Oh.
I was drugged up, and that was a setup. Do you believe Oscar De La Hoya right here?
Oscar, why you let him snap that picture?
And by the way.
why you let him do that?
By the way.
He's still wearing the clothes. But.
Because he's thinking about doing one himself.
By the way. Oscar, why you let him snap that picture of you, Oscar?
Oscar, why you let him snap that picture? Which one? The 15 years ago,
he
the
said,
picture you were talking
one?
About. Oh, I was drugged up. Yeah, I was drugged up. I didn't even know it.
No. You didn't know you had put the pantyhose
on? No.
Have you ever tried it?
No. Hell no. They're going to make me put pantyhose on. Hell no. I ain't going to try it.
Liar.
Okay. Think about it. To get those pantyhose on.
Yeah.
God.
But
it'll take like 2 hours.
But that's what
sober.
I'm
sober.
Oscar. You had to go buy the size when you was not sober.
No. What happened was, and I've talked about this a lot in my documentary too, because I'm open about it. I don't give a I was getting with bad people, this and that. Two women come in my room with a suitcase. That's all I remember.
Bruh.
And after that, I wake up the next day.
What was in the suitcase?
Well, women's clothes.
Oh.
Yeah, women's clothes, drugs, this, that. Yeah, they set me up.
They set me up. I don't remember anything except for how hard they were to put on.
Exactly, yeah, right? Yeah. No, come on. How do you know how hard they are to put on if you didn't put them on?
Yo, he is insulting us.
He is.
They set me up.
They set me up, man. I didn't.
I didn't know what was in that bag with those two girls and those pantyhose that fit perfectly for me and everything.
They were custom made.
You forget how funny these pictures are, too, because he's like got his boxing gloves on. He's like in a fight.
Oh, yeah. He's smiling.
It was a whole photo shoot.
I believe he was messed up.
I kind of think Shannon was really interested what was in the suitcase.
I believe, too.
I was thinking, like, oh, please tell me.
Yeah, Shannon will get a little wild.
Yeah,
please
tell me
what
you got in that suitcase there, Oscar. Yeah.
You think a belt? What is that?
Yeah, you said Oscar De La Hoya did. Well, do we believe him, fellas?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm just making sure. No. Just making sure. Yeah, Oscar De La Hoya did rip into Dana White just a little bit here.
When a guy slaps his wife in public, you know, when his mom writes a book about him saying that he's a douche, his own mom, that's all I have to say. I don't have to say anything more. When I first thought about getting into the MMA, I strongly feel that he just wanted to bury me. He started talking shit about me. What does he talk about me? The coke and the pantyhose? Yeah. So what? And what, that I don't have friends?
The coke and the pantyhose. So what?
What else you got? I mean, nothing else.
I think he's got a good point there.
Yeah, what he said about Dana is true.
Yeah. If you had to be known for... You know, if your mom doesn't like you, I think you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
And then if you beat up your wife, you're absolutely a horrible person. That's a horrible person times two as compared to a forgettable night 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he's winning.
Yeah, he's still winning. But
I mean, he's not really winning.
Be truthful about that. Oscar, you still ain't all the way.
Come on, Oscar.
No.
You said two women's drugged you up. They drugged me up. They drugged me. They got me. They got me, man. I didn't want to do it.
My gosh, they were hard to put on.
Yeah. Speaking of other people blaming other people for their mess ups, Kevin Hart said he cheated on his wife because his friend gave him a Molly. And the Molly had him going.
Oh, geez.
And somehow the girl ended up in his bed because he was on the Molly.
You still took the Molly.
People, look, he blamed a friend and the Molly.
Yeah.
Not him. No decision was made by Kevin.
Responsibility.
Was the friend name? Was the friend name Molly? That's what I want.
I've been looking everywhere, and I just can't seem to find Molly.
Just some wild stuff out here. Take accountability for yourself.
No kidding.
Andy Pettit showed us how it was done with the roids.
He did.
Was just like, yep, I did.
I did it. You got me.
And Andy's been forgiven.
Story was done 24 hours later.
Should have done the same, Roger.
Yeah.
I think Andy misremembers.
Fall on the grenade.
Yeah.
G-Back of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, man. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Redneck Brawl, still going.
Oh, no.
Looking for five tomorrow.
Looking for five tomorrow. Redneck Brawls on Instagram. If you want to go see this clip, there's an Oklahoma man that went undefeated in the Texas prison system. But this time he ran into a good old Texas boy. Put them hands on him. And listen to this commentary by these good boys.
He got speed.
Here we go.
He got speed freak on his leg. I like that. Oh, my God.
He's tearing that ass up.
Yes, he is. He has ripped a bunch of people's names. It ain't a doubt about it.
Buddy, if he can do this right here for three rounds, buddy, he's going to be tough to beat.
Buddy.
Dude, he came
in. Oh,
he came in there with sheer confidence.
The other boy's starting to come
sheer
out.
Sheer confidence.
Oh, he's out. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh,
he's out. He's f***ing out. Oh my God.
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 Oh my damn.
Oh my damn.
Hey, sometimes it don't matter how much you want it, son. Oh my damn.
Look at the replay.
That boy's about to go
home.
Here's
the replay. Here's the shot right here. Them boys are moving so fast, they're glitching. Here it goes. Oh. Boom. It was that right.
That right ended
buckled
it.
Him.
Buckled him. Buckled him.
That's still funny to me. Buckled him. LA Live, 105.3 The Fan, Thursday. I have a question for the Tolos. I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. You guys still go on Facebook for anything?
Birthdays.
Yeah. That's about it.
Every now and then I'll post something or I'll check my messages maybe once a month.
Man, so Facebook is dry on the G-Bag Nation. It's dry.
Yeah.
It's all good. Has a celebrity ever blocked you on social media? Have you guys ever been blocked by a celebrity on social media?
Not that I'm aware of.
You count a player as a celebrity?
Yeah, player.
Anybody. What's up?
Dalton Schultz blocked me.
told you, Schultz critical.
Dalton Schwartz.
Very, very critical of
critical
him.
Critical of him.
Very yeah. critical. Like yeah. It? Yeah. He did not like it one bit.
Jordan Lewis blocked me.
Jordan Lewis, you're critical.
Yeah. I think I tweeted something. I think he checks his
were
name
after games.
Were you
hating or were you being just being critical?
I was being in my fan. I was probably hating.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Cover like, better, you yeah. idiot.
Fall on an Oscar?
Yeah. Probably like, dude, you suck.
Yeah, I feel you. I ain't mad at you.
I don't think I've ever been blocked. I wish you could look at that.
Need
I don't
to check
know.
That.
You just, yeah,
I
search
blocked
around.
You.
Check
how,
it
many
out.
People, how many people have blocked me?
Yeah. Well, I got questions. We got answers like this from the Tolos. Has a celebrity ever blocked you on social media? Tolo said, if you consider Greg Henson a celebrity.
Oh, wow.
Heck yeah, I do.
Michael, funny, I blocked him.
Michael Rappaport did on Twitter. I got blocked by Charlamagne the Fraud.
Oh.
Sean Sharif blocked me. Ben Rogers blocked me. He's Charmin Soft.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ben, bro.
I think he blocked me, too.
I think he blocked my phone. My real phone number one time.
Oh, no.
I was sending him text messages, and I was like, man, for some reason, my things aren't going through. And he was like, I don't know. What's going on?
That's crazy, man.
Son of a blocked me, bro. Let's see. I got blocked by Wesley Snipes for making IRS jokes.
Oh.
Yeah, that'd get it. Matt Barnes blocked me because I called him Becky with the good hair.
That's there funny. You go.
Britney Spears blocked me because I said she still needs to be in that conservatory ship.
Oh, jeez.
Don't free Britney.
That's good. That's dude, good trolling yeah, right there.
I mean, great. These are good reasons to get blocked, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were hating a little bit and they seen it, yeah, I get it. Has a celebrity ever blocked you on social media? Another Tolo said, I got blocked by Charlamagne because I kept calling him Lafayette from True Blood. He looks just like that guy. I posted a picture of my shirt I bought at the ballpark of Jose Bautista getting punched by Odor.
Oh, yeah.
Jose blocked me.
Yeah, I bet he blocked a lot of people.
I'm sure he did.
I love watching him do interviews about that moment.
He's just, yeah.
Tell me more.
Let's see. Larsa Pippen blocked me a few years ago because I said she takes pictures. She never takes pictures with her kids.
You know?
She's out there having
just
a lot
MJ's.
Of vacations.
Yeah.
Younger
men.
Let's see what else we got right here. Younger blocked kids. By Gary Patterson.
Yeah.
GP.
Yeah.
Boy, my dad.
Don't worry about that one, Lucius. You're better off with that stuff going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, my dad will tell you his Denali. Yeah, you know, Gary Patterson used to try this yeah. Denali. It's just be yeah. his. I got off the yeah. same lot. Yeah, blocked by Gary Patterson. You're not a real TCU fan if he hasn't blocked you, just told
us. That is true. That is true.
Not really a celebrity, but I'm blocked by the current Tarrant County judge, Timothy O'Hare.
What'd you do to O'Hare?
How you get blocked by a judge, dog?
Yeah.
Let's see what else. Does Bassett count?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was temporarily blocked by the Shade Room on IG. Apparently, they don't like people throwing shade at them.
Turned about fair play, Shade.
How about that? How about that? And for no good reason, let's just enjoy Bernie Mac for a second.
Hey!
Just popped up the other day.
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you, mother.
That's right. Yeah, I think it was the anniversary of his death or something like that.
It's like 16 years or something already.
Yeah. Sarcoidosis. Same thing took my mom out of the game.
Wow.
Yeah, that and leukemia. She got doubled up.
Wow.
Yeah, boy, she didn't even know.
Is there a way to check if you're blocked? Is there a way to
I don't
to
know.
Look that up? Is there an app that says, no, hey, you're
just,
blocked?
Yeah, you just try to, if you try to go to their account, it will be like you're blocked.
Yeah. I found out I was blocked from blocked by Maul from the Joe Budden podcast, which I feel is an honor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like you,
You've
Maul.
Done it.
I don't like it. All right, Lord willing and Creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water. That's my time. I got to bounce. Holla.
Thank you, Lucius. Where are we going with the bases?
Yeah, what's been going on with the Rangers this year? And some more history from Aaron Judge. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.